shout-out.
LGBT Radio for you.
I better introduce you to the new voices on the other mics. Liz Sorapure, is that how you pronounce
That's
it?
That's correct, yes.
Oh, thank God for that. From Mind. And Tara's, shout-out's very own Tara.
Hello.
Has joined us as well. Can you just give us a bit of background, Liz, about Mind and the area it covers?
Yeah, sure, yeah. So Mindline, which is a helpline here in Bristol, supporting people who need to talk about mental health challenges in life. It's been running for 21 years. Actually, it was Bristol Mind's first service project. And it's funded by the local authority, by the Clinical Commissioning Group. And we are delighted to have been encouraged by National Mind, who've helping us fund an extension of that existing service to open a transgender helpline in collaboration with Taunton Mindline. So we'll be offering a 2 nights a week service for the trans community and the broader trans community, where people that may not identify as trans but non-binary or gender fluid. So it's really for anyone who...
Is that going to be a 24-hour thing?
No, so it's going to be open 2 evenings a week, which will be Monday and Friday, and that's from 8 until midnight. And we're also really pleased that we've got trans volunteers, which we've trained up to take the calls. I really feel that there's a value in having lived experience for people calling. So not that the listeners are going to share their own life experiences, but I think that to be able to really empathise and understand perhaps some of the challenges people are facing or feeling, you know, when they call.
How long has the charity been running?
So Bristol Mind has been running for over 20 years. I mean, National Mind is...
That's a long time.
It's a long time, yes, yes. We have other services within that, so advocacy and a training project, and more recently a counselling service as well called Meeting Minds, which is a low-cost service. So we're expanding, which is really positive. I think there's a real need in the
city.
You've
always been there for LGBT plus community, I guess, but this is specific to the transgender community, this helpline.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I guess that's because of the numbers soaring of children who are being diagnosed with gender dysphoria.
Yes.
Are you just following on from
that? We are following on. Obviously the statistic around the suicide attempts of people who are trans, that's a very high proportion of trans community that would appear to contemplate suicide. I think it's 48% is the national, which is appalling. And so I think we felt, and National Mind are really strongly feeling, that we need to support trans community. And so this service is actually for the southwest of England, which is really positive as well, because I imagine that perhaps there may be people in Cornwall and Devon and sort of out of the cities that feel quite isolated. Mm. So to be able to ring and talk, and we can also signpost. So the volunteers that will be on the line will be able to give out information about groups, and we're trying to develop a big network of information, so it may be groups that are running in their local area. So that's also going to be key to try and linking people up so they're not feeling so isolated.
Right. Tori, you're involved also. How did you get involved? What actually got you into Mind the charity?
Currently, I'm helping pull together a questionnaire, and it's out and about at the moment on Facebook and
Shout out! I can find shout out
on
as Facebook
well.
And Twitter. So, yes. It's
can we say a
range.
Big thank you to everyone who's kind of shared it as well, because it has got shared quite a lot.
It
that
has.
One,
yeah.
It's a very, very high click rate I noticed on that one. Yeah. So, a big thank you to everyone who did that.
Yeah. So, I mean, the idea is it does not. I'm really mindful that as a trans person, I found actually my family were the ones that fell behind. Because actually I knew where I was going. So actually, I suspect, you know, it won't just be people.
Okay, so you're going to be there for the parents as well. So it's going to be a full service for family, friends, and just to support.
Yes. Yeah, I think we feel that the ethos of Mindline is to support people when they need support. We don't, you know, we're so... Even if people ring from outside of that geographic area we're talking about, we wouldn't turn people away. So if family and friends are ringing to talk, that's fine. I mean, obviously the line is essentially for people who want to talk about their own experiences in terms of questioning and looking at their transitioning. But it's... It's also, as I said, signposting. So there'll be opportunity to signpost to FLAG, who I think have got quite a positive trans support system for family and friends there.
I take it the phone line is completely anonymous, so that people listening now know they can call you.
Absolutely.
And it goes nowhere.
It goes nowhere. We, as with the current Mind Line, we don't record calls, we don't trace calls, unless there are safeguarding issues then under child protection. But
That was going to lead me to a question. Is there an age limit on it? I mean, if we've got like teenagers listening or someone who's below teenage, are they okay to phone?
Yes, they are. Yeah, well, they do. Yes, that's fine, as with Mind Line. I mean, it's... I think there's a lot of young people out there that may well benefit from being able to talk to someone.
Which I may put you on the spot here, but I'm going to ask, because it's something that you used to see with the Childline services as well. Does the number appear on the bill?
No. As far as I'm aware, no, it doesn't. That is something we will check. But, it's also not a free phone, whereas the current Mind Line service is a free phone, but we haven't got the funding to make it a free phone. So it does cost, I think it's 3.5p a minute from a landline or from a mobile.
Well, I mean, I don't want to put anyone off calling, obviously.
No.
I just if a teenager is listening and perhaps didn't want the number to appear, it might be worth being aware of. So.
Yeah. There may be a way that they can block that or that
use a phone box.
Yes.
we forget they are still there. There are phone boxes around. You know, if you want to be totally anonymous, use a phone box. So, I mean, is this something that's brand new, or was this born out of the fact that you were getting calls from the trans community to your normal number?
We have been having calls. Yes, we have, and it was actually the idea came from a recent conference that National Mind held in Bristol.
Right,
and it was around LGBT mental health. And I think that it was very clear that there are services out there perhaps for the LGB community, but less so specifically trans, and even so specifically people who are trans working within those services. I know there's a lot of fantastic support groups and sort of community groups out there which have been trans people have been working to.
Yeah, but you may not be at that point, you see. That's where having a phone line can help, because if someone hasn't even got that far, they may not be aware that the community is even there. So, and that can very much be a point where you want to talk. So.
Are you actually in touch with the other organisations? You pass people onward and outward.
But we can give the callers information about other services and groups that are out there, and obviously we will be promoting the service within the wider LGBT community and GPs and everybody, so that they kind of know that it is going to be available.
Well, you've been going for 20 years, so I guess you're well known.
Yes,
and certainly your logo is well known.
It is, and I have to say that the volunteers that we've had over those years and the training they receive, it's intense. You know, they are really trained to support and focus on emotional feelings and listening and. You know, and they've listened to some really troubled lives and stories, and I have to say the volunteers on my line are absolutely dedicated to supporting people and very very compassionate and obviously they've all now received trans awareness training through the LGBT Diverse Trust.
So give us all the contact details so that if somebody wants to get in touch, they're obviously in front of their computer. So where do they go?
Okay, so if you can go onto our website for now, we haven't launched the phone number yet because we go live as the 10th of February is the first night that the transgender service starts. But if they go on our website now, which is www.bristolmind.org.uk, it's a mouthful. So if you go on there, we have got information about all our services, the Trans Helpline as well as Mindline, which is open tonight, actually, if people want to ring.
And they can write to you as well. I assume you've got an email address.
We've got email address, yes. And we are looking for more volunteers, actually, for the service, for people with lived experience, trans lived experience. So if anybody is curious about hearing more about that, then there's details on the website to ask about joining.
Okay, thanks Liz and Tora for coming
thank you
and good luck with it. So I hope we can get some funding, get that to be an 0800 number as well. That'd be brilliant.
That would be good.
But stay in touch, let us know how it goes, and we got a big award ceremony the day before you go live, so we're trying to remember to give people a reminder closer to the time. But
give you a plug.
It's a plug.
Anyway, stay with us. You're listening to Shout Out. We're back in a minute.
For more information about Shoutout Radio, visit us online at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
Shoutout.
LGBT radio for you.